I want you to think about this. How often do you feel empty? How often do you feel like I am completely extinguished? How often do you feel like I've got no gas left in the tank? If you're like me, on the regular, when we are in the midst of the details of our lives and we are running around, and oftentimes that's exactly what it feels like in life, right? We are running around trying to fit it all in. And if you're like me, I'm trying to get 20 things in about 15 slots in a day, right? And the reality of it is that when I get to the end of the day, I'm not going to have accomplished everything. And in fact, so often, because of how much I'm trying to cram into one day, I wasn't actually very present to the things and the people that I really needed to attend to. And then that creates this whole new spiral for us, doesn't it? It's called guilt and shame. And we all go to bed that way, don't we? And it's also what keeps us up at night. It's what wakes us up in the middle of the night. It's what brings us to the morning, right? And then we wake up already exhausted. Already, because our brains, our hearts, our souls have been squeezing on us the whole time, letting us know that something is wrong. But the reality of what is actually wrong is not where our egos put it. This text here today is all about that, my friends. Because whether it is 2025 or we go back to the year 25, human beings have been doing this thing to ourselves for thousands of years. And just like today, all the way back 2,000 years ago, we had all kinds of people selling us lots of different tips and tricks for figuring this whole thing out. The tale of philosophies and psychologies and religions and faiths and traditions trying to sell us on a cheap way to interrupt that cycle is a tale as old as time. And it doesn't mean that there's not a little bit of truth to all of those little things. There often is. But it's not that little trick that's going to solve everything for you. And it's certainly not going to solve it for me. And then what happens with that is you wake up in the morning, you feel all of those things, right? And then we all look at ourselves in the mirror. And we know we have to go be with other human beings. And we assume, for some reason, that they're not like us, that they are put together. And so you and I then go through this routine every single morning of putting ourselves together, don't we? Right? So that we show up in front of people with smiles, glowing, right? All of the things that you and I did. Do you know how long I hydrated this morning? Just to be able to move, right? Why? I ate too much salt yesterday. I got home after eating salt all day, and guess what I did? I saw a bag of potato chips. So I indulged in them for an almost midnight snack, right? So by the time I reached morning, my body was dry, right? And as I was thinking about that this morning, I went, I'm preaching about this morning, right? Like, I'm already there. I am dry. I am empty. I am fried. I am fill in the blank, right? We have lots of good adjectives for this, right? And I need something different, something more, something that gets me off of this hamster wheel that you and I go through. And so the sermon today is all about baptism. Baptism. This deep sense that you and I need to discover, wake up, become aware of who we are in Jesus Christ. Fernando Rodriguez last week talked to us about this concept that is a deep, deep theological concept. Already and not yet. Already, you and I are everything we're supposed to be in Jesus. Already, God is living inside of you and me. Already, all of the guilt, all of the shame, all of the sin, all of the problems, whew, and also not yet. Not yet in that I still woke up this morning needing a whole lot of water, right? Already, because you and I wake up exhausted and spiritually exhausted. Already, because yes, it's this like reality, and yet so often I'm not living into it. So what does it mean for you and I to take this baptism and then actually feel it, to remember our baptism, to swim in these waters again, to allow them to quench our thirst, to allow these waters to wash over us, to allow these waters to immerse us, to allow God to pour them over us yet again. What does it mean for you and I to remember our baptism so that when we go to bed at night, so that when we wake up in the middle of the night, so that when we wake up in the morning, so that when we are driving wherever we are going, so that when we are trying to pack all of these things into one day, that you and I discover who we truly are in these moments, that we become present to Christ in everything and everyone. See, this whole letter of Colossians, the whole point of it is to say every single aspect of life, of the universe, and of yourself, guess what? That matter, that energy, that fundamental aspect of every last cell, of every atom that exists, is Christ, is in Christ, is held together by Christ. It's all Christ. And if that doesn't make sense to you, I want you to go home and open the book of Colossians. And I want you to read it from beginning to end. And I want you to do that over and over and over again until you let its language seep into your very soul. Because for Paul in Colossians, he's trying to let us know everything is in Christ, is part of Christ, is with Christ. Because Christ is the very flesh, the very fullness of God in and through all of creation, including you and me. And when we begin to realize that, all of a sudden we are washed in Christ. All of a sudden, you and I are immersed in Christ. All of a sudden, you and I begin to look around and notice these waters are everywhere. That you look at people and go, oh yeah, I see Christ in you. Even in Jim, Christ, wow, right? At this table, certainly. But all of the tables that I encounter, Christ is there at the table, in the table, with the people at the table. That when we go out into our lives, even in traffic, Christ is there. Even in my schedule, as messed up as it can often be, Christ is there. Even in the sleepless nights, Christ is there. And when I begin to realize this, when I become aware of it, when I wake up to this reality, what begins to happen is it changes something fundamental inside of us. Yeah, our lives are busy. Guess what? Human lives have always been busy. It's what we do. It's literally what we do. Even if you go back into the most ancient times where the only thing to do all day was to gather food, to make that food, and to figure out what you were going to do to get food tomorrow, guess what? You spent all day doing that. Right? And yes, the items on the calendar have changed, but the busyness has not. That sense of using up all of that fuel and energy, it's all still there. But when I begin to see that Christ is literally in me, flowing over me, touching me, and then I'm in the middle of my schedule and realize, oh, Christ is in Carla when I'm having coffee with her, okay? Christ is in the spreadsheets that Dave over here keeps hounding me about here at church, right? When Christ is in the AV booth back there, even when the main AV person doesn't show up on a Sunday morning. That didn't happen at all this morning, by the way, right? Uh-huh. When I begin to see each of these pieces, I go, wait a minute, this is a baptized reality. This is a baptized world. I don't need to feel guilt or shame because Christ is actually in this thing, in this moment, in this place. If I wake up at 3 a.m., rather than, oh my goodness, I can't sleep again, it's, look at this. At 3 a.m., Jesus Christ greets me and says, I am here with you. And maybe, maybe just maybe, in that awareness of reality, I sink back in my pillow. I come to a place of better rest. I discover a peace that passes all understanding. That's not defined the way we all do in our frenzy and rush, but is instead defined by the fundamental reality of the universe. Jesus Christ. Amen.